This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Several of Pakistan's political parties say they may boycott the parliamentary elections that President Pervez Musharraf has called for early next year. Yesterday, Musharraf said he'd stick to a January schedule for elections, but he refused to say when he would surrender his emergency powers. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Islamabad with details.
Musharraf has defended his decision and says he stands by his decision to impose a state of emergency in Pakistan. He says it was the most difficult decision of his life. He justifies it on two main grounds. One is that in the war on terror, and they need to contain the growing threat of Islamist extremists. But the principal one, quite clearly, is the issue that he had with the Supreme Court, which he feared would not confirm him for another term as president, having been re-elected in the recent election. He has sacked the Chief Justice, and a number of other judges have refused to take a new oath of office under the emergency order, and Musharraf made it quite clear that they would not be restored. He said they are gone.
That was NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Pakistan. We'll have more on the political crisis in that country coming up later in the show. There's been another shooting in Baghdad involving a private U.S. security firm. According to a report in the New York Times today, an Iraqi taxi driver was shot and killed Saturday by a guard with DynCorp International. Officials with the U.S. Embassy and DynCorp confirmed a shooting on Saturday, but they would not confirm any deaths. Iraqi officials have opened an investigation. The Iraqi government has accused another firm, Blackwater USA, of involvement in at least six questionable shootings in Baghdad since September 2006, including the one 2 months ago in which 17 Iraqi civilians were killed. And today is Veterans Day. Ceremonies were held over the weekend to honor the sacrifices made by U.S. Armed Forces. At a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday, soldiers laid wreaths at unmarked tombs. Vice President Dick Cheney addressed the crowd gathered there.
Gathered as we are today in a time of war, we're only more sharply aware of the nation's debt to the members of the armed forces. They are constantly in our thoughts.
Government offices, schools, banks, and businesses are closed today, and parades are being held across the country to mark the holiday. Lastly, your sports update. In Sunday Night Football last night, the Chargers upset the Colts 23-21 in San Diego. Peyton Manning nearly overcame a career-worst 6 interceptions, rallying the Colts from a 23-7 deficit in the fourth quarter. But kicker Adam Vinatieri missed a 29-yard field goal with a minute and a half to play, and the Chargers held on for the win. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Vinatieri. Eyes silent. Vinatieri. Yeah. Who's also my fantasy kicker. Thanks, dude. I didn't need those 3 points.
And then she can mispronounce it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
dude,
his punishment.
I am telling you.
That's his punishment.
This was the pronouncer Dan wrote me. Blame it on Pashman.
All right. Thank you, Rachel,
you're
very
welcome.
Much.